Psalms chapter 108. By God's power we will conquer. This is how the last verse of this brief Psalms begins. Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin, both astronauts who flew NASA's missions to the moon, reflected on the achievements they had experienced and recognized God's hands, which manifested itself not only in the wonder of God's creation, but also in privilege of being allowed to accomplish those feats. The secret of such a cheerful outlook is found in the first verses of this psalm. A heart willing to praise God and a well-founded trust in both wonderful divine attributes, His mercy and His truth. For your loving kindness is great above the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the skies. The psalmist's plea for deliverance from his enemies and help against the adversary is certainly based on those two firm pillars, God's mercy or unfailing love and his faithfulness. Both virtues are within our reach today, whether on the moon or in any corner of our planet. Be exalted, God, above the heavens. Let your glory be over all the earth. I thought that man was great because of his power, great because of his knowledge, great because of his courage. I thought that man was great, but I was wrong, because God alone is great. Go up to the sky and you will see how small our world is. Go up to the sky and you will see it, like a glass toy, which you must take care of with love. Go up to the sky and you will see. Yes, in God we will do great things.